श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषाय शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारिणे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिका तदाल्यै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मद्वीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधरा शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे हरि बोल। हरे कृष्णा वेलकम यू आर ऑल वेलकम एट श्री कृष्ण बलराम टेम्पल इस्कॉन बुनाके फॉर मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम थर्ड कैंटो नाइन्थ चैप्टर द प्रेयर्स बाय लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा टू क्रिएटिव एनर्जी। Normally there is a creation and then there is an annihilation and then again there is a creation. So the annihilation is called pralaya. And there are four types of pralaya. They are described in 12th canto. One pralaya is every day when we sleep in night, everything is finished. Night we sleep, there is a pralaya for us every day. This is called nitya pralaya. There is another pralaya which is called naimittik pralaya. Naimittik pralaya means schedule prayer. When Brahma sleeps, then everything is devastated. Then there is a Mahapralaya. When the 100 years of Brahma are over, then everything finished. And then there is a complete prayer when everybody finishes this material world business, go back home, back to Godhead. Jai Shri Krishna Balaram ki. So here Brahmaji, when he is again born on the lotus from the navel of Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, and there's a water of devastation everywhere, so he could not see anything, even his own source. And then he was meditating, and after enlightenment, he saw Supreme Lord lying on the water, on the bed of a serpent, sleeping peacefully. So Brahmaji was offering prayers. For what purpose? Brahmaji is offering prayer that God Sri Vishnu should bless him, that he should carry out his function of creation. So the principle we learn is, when we are asked to do something, then we should pray. This prayer is called Vandana Bhakti. Vandana Bhakti. So by prayers, when Supreme Lord is pleased, then he will empower devotee to accomplish some wonderful things. Brahma is doing the most wonderful thing of this creation, of this planetary system. So before creation, he wanted to pray to the Supreme Lord to get his blessing. So today we are reading verse 25th and onward. Okay? So verse 25th goes, So asav adabhar karuna bhagavan vivardha prema smitena nayana abhurvam virjambham uthaya vishwa vijayaya chano vishadam madhavya grapananyat purusha purana. Purusha Purana, you are the oldest personality. Purusha Purana, Bhagavan kaun hai? Oldest personality, Adi Purusham. So Brahma is offering prayer to the Adi Purusham, the Lord who is supreme and is the oldest of all. So Bhagavan Adi Purusha, he is Adi Purusha, is ultimately merciful. Lord is always Karuna. Karuna means merciful. He is very merciful. Karuan Bhagavan. He is very merciful. I wish, Brahmaji is saying, I wish that he may smilingly bestow his benediction upon me. Prema smitena. Prem means love. Smitena means smile. So may Lord smilingly look at me and benedict me. So Brahma is asking, Nayana. Nayana means open your eyes. Because Lord is sleeping in yoga nidra. So Brahma is saying, please Lord, be merciful. Be merciful, open your eyes. Opening his lotus eyes, he can uplift the entire cosmic creation, remove our dejection by kindly speaking his direction. So I am in Vishad. The word here is Vishadam. Arjuna has a Vishad in Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna was lamenting. That is called Vishad. Here Brahma is lamenting, Vishad. So say, I am now in a completely dejected. Please Lord guide me. So Srila Prabhupada's purport is, Srila Prabhupada's purport is, Lord is always merciful to everybody. And then Srila Prabhupada is saying, Lord expand two ways. One way is he expands master. And if this relationship is understood, Bhagavan Swami Aham Sevake, if we know this, he is Lord and we are his subordinate, to please him is our function, then we will be happy. And then Srila Prabhupada is saying, the good, best example is the gopis. They want to please Krishna. There's a beautiful relationship between the Krishna and gopis. The gopis are the topmost devotees, but they are subordinate. Krishna is always master.
Vishmaya evam tapo vidya samadhibhi yavan mano vachastutva viramasa khinnavat.
Maitreya Rishi is saying, Swasambhavam means Brahma, who was born from Lord Vishnu. So Brahma, Nishmayavan, when he saw the Supreme Lord, how he saw the Supreme Lord? What is the qualification to see the Supreme Lord? How can we see the Lord? Tapo, when we do austerity. Vidya, when we acquire knowledge from the authorities. Number three, samadhi bhi, when we do meditation or remembrance. So how can somebody see the Supreme Lord? Here it says tapasya, by austerity. Number two, by vidya, by knowledge. Number three, by samadhi bhi. And then what he should do? Mano vachaha istutva. Then yavan, as far as possible. The fourth thing he should do is offer prayers. Stuti bhihi. Bhagavan ko prathna karni chahiye. Astuti bhihi. So four things, if we do, then Lord will be pleased. And we can see the Lord. Tapasya, it means austerity. What austerity Prabhupada wanted us to do? Come early in the morning for aarti. Read Bhagavatam, study for an hour every day. Chant our rounds. These are all austerities. Voluntarily austerity. Fasting on Ekadashi is austerity. So, because he did tapas, he was enlightened, because he was meditating, and because he was offering prayers. And then virama. Virama means then he stopped speaking. Why? Khinnavat, because he was tired. For 100 years, celestial 100 years, Brahma has done tapasya, so he was tired. So it means the effort should be as much as in our devotional service, that we should tire. When we tire, then Supreme Lord will speak. When Yashoda was tired after time, could not tire, then Krishna become merciful. Tene Brahma Hirde Adi Kaviha. So Lord has enlightened Brahma from inside. Sometime Krishna from inside guide the devotees, if they are sincere. Now Maitreya, this is the Brahma side. Now Maitreya is speaking what Lord was doing. So now it's the next two verses Maitreya is saying.
अथ अभिप्रेतम अनवीक्ष ब्रह्मणो मधुसूदन.
Now Maitreya is saying Brahma was tired, he offered his prayers. अथ, thereafter, अभिप्रेत अनवीक्ष, because Brahma prayed to the Lord. To whom he prayed? Madhusudan. Lord Madhusudan is the name of Krishna who killed the Lord, who demon? Madhu.
Vishmaya chetasam tena.
Brahma was in a vishmaya, vishad. He was completely dejected. What can I do? There's a water everywhere. Why I am created? What I have to do? So he was in a vishmaya. Vishmaya means he was confused what to do. Chetasam is consciousness.
Kalpa vyatikar arambasa ambasa,
because there was a
Kalpa means day of Brahma. Kalpa means day of Brahma. So because it was night of Brahma.
Srila Prabhupada's purport is, we have to only create one home for our family or one business, but Brahma has to create the facility for all living entities. And then he has to create the 14 planetary systems. And those living entities which are suitable for which planet, he has to put them there. Father, the Brahma just we learned is Vidhata. Now Lord is saying, you are Veda Garbha. Garbha means the origin. Garbha means actually womb. Veda means knowledge. So Brahma, all the knowledge is coming from Brahma. So Brahma is called Veda Garbha. Brahma is Veda Garbha. You are Veda Garbha. Ma, don't. Gas Tandrim. Why you are lamenting? Gas Tandrim, Srila Prabhupada has described, Gas Tandrim. Become dejected. Why you are dejected? You are Veda Garbha, you know everything. Why you are dejected? Sarga Udyamam Avaha. What you want to create is already done. Is already done. Tan Maya Upaditam Hi Agre. I have already accomplished this, don't worry. Yanamam Prathante Bhavan. What you are praying for me? You are praying for creation. It is already done. Srila Prabhupada's mood in purport is very interesting. Vedic wisdom, Veda Garbha. Be neither depressed nor anxious, but about the execution of creation. No anxiety, no depression about creation. Why? What you are begging from me has already been granted before. You are asking me creation, it is already done. Don't Krishna has already sanctioned this. I have to put my energy, that's all. I have to put my full efforts, that's all. Success is guaranteed. So Srila Prabhupada writes, already an example is given Kurukshetra. For Arjuna, Krishna has shown that already you are victorious. Why you are confused? Already everybody is killed. You know this story? Everybody was asking in Mahabharata, who killed whom, who killed whom. Somebody said, I killed him, somebody said, I killed him. Then there was one story of Babruk Vahan. Babruk Vahan is son of Bhima. There was one son from the Hindaba demon is, that was Ghatotkach. That was consumed in the war. Why? Because Krishna wanted a very special weapon from Indra was given to Karna, and Karna was keeping it to kill Arjuna only. So Krishna wanted that weapon to be. Krishna said, see, he was taking the law in his own hands. So many people have so many promises made that in this war I will do this, in this war I will do this. Bhima, you said, you have promised that you will break the thigh of Duryodhan. You have promised that you will drink the blood of Dushasan. If he kills everybody, how will you fulfill your desire? So I have, because he was taking law in hand, so I have to cut his throat. But the head was alive. He said, Krishna, I want to see this war, result of the war. So that head was kept in a big bamboo high top to see the whole war. When everybody was asking, who won the war? Who won the war? Krishna says, go and ask from Babruk Vahan. So they went, rishis, and they asked, so who actually killed whom? He said, nobody was there except one Sudarshan Chakra cutting everybody's throat. It's only Krishna's Sudarshan Chakra killing everybody. As nobody killed anybody, everybody was simply shooting arrows, that's all. But Krishna has already killed everybody. So, this is a killing of. Similarly, all the temples are already built by the Krishna's arrangement. Simply somebody has to be instrument. Therefore, the most important thing we learn, when we accomplish something, we should never take credit. We should always give credit to the Supreme Lord and previous acharyas. By their blessing, we accomplish this thing. This is the most important part in this whole purport. That whatever you are doing, if it is ordered by the spiritual master, it is going to come true. It's already done. But you should never take a credit for this. Prabhupada said, I established this movement just to please my spiritual master. I have no other business. I am not founder of this Krishna consciousness. Krishna is founder of this. Prabhupada writes, Krishna is founder of this movement, not me. If I have any credit, there's only that I followed the order of my spiritual master. All that I have achieved is his mercy. So all credit goes to him. So this is most important part. Koi kaam kaha jaye aapko, you just do it, it will come true. Bhagwan kar dega usko. Krishna will manifest that thing. But you should be humble not to accept the credit. Give credit to Krishna. So this is most important part of this Brahma's prayer. Lord said, it's already done. Don't worry. You simply, because you have done asklat and nothing in hand. But when he reached home, he saw the palace like Dwarka. So Sudama is saying, like in night we are sleeping, there's a rain, in the morning we get up, there's water all around, everything is green. So Krishna gives, he does not give to show people that I am giving. In a night he gives. Like rain comes in night, you wake up in the morning and everything is green. So similarly, you simply think that Krishna, please, I want to do this service to you, then Krishna will manifest that thing without even your knowledge. It just manifests. So here Prabhupada's purport is very, very, very enlivening purport, that simply, which verse? Now, next verse we should know. We can have one more verse.
Bhuyastam tappa atishtha vidyam chaiva mad ashriyam tabhyam antar hirde brahman lokan drikshatya apavratam.
Now, Supreme Lord is saying, Bhuya tama, Bhuya, again. Bhuya means again. Tvam tappa atishtaha. Sit in austerity. Again you sit in austerity. Meditate. Vidyam chayo mad ashram. And use your knowledge, take my shelter. Madhashram means take my shelter. Tabhyam antar hirde. And then you see within your heart I am there. Then you can see me lokan, and you can see me everywhere. You can see me everywhere. Lokan drikshati apavritam. I can manifest you everywhere. You can see my hand everywhere. How I am doing, you can see that. So, O Brahma, situate yourself in penance and meditation and follow the principle of knowledge to receive my favor. By these actions, you will be able to understand everything from within your heart. Because if you concentrate, then God from inside will speak to you. We are not hearing when Lord is speaking. Why? Because we are We are, one thing is our mind is completely confused. It's a traffic jam in the mind. So many things there. When we are in mode of ignorance, we are so lazy we cannot hear Lord. When we are in mode of passion, we are so much in a greedy mood and in attachment to the things, and there's so much sound in our mind we cannot hear Lord. And when we are in mode of goodness, we are so proud of our knowledge and happiness that we cannot listen to Lord. So until unless we transcend in three modes, then we can hear the Lord. So you sit in tapasya, you sit in meditation, you follow the process of bhakti. The next verse will say bhakti yoga. You follow the bhakti, then I from within will guide you. Krishna is in everybody's heart. He is always giving guidance. Only we are not hearing because we are confused. If we are serious and sincere, he can inspire us from within. So Brahma, I can inspire you within him. The mercy of the Lord bestow upon a particular person engaged in executing responsible work entrusted unto him is beyond imagination. Prabhupada says, how much mercy comes, you cannot imagine. This Prabhupada is, he is writing his own realization. How much merciful is Krishna? How much he has manifested through me in this world, this big ISKCON from nowhere. How much mercy of the Krishna is powerful. You cannot imagine. Prabhupada is writing, you cannot imagine means, Prabhupada, this, when he's writing, you cannot imagine, he was just meditating that. He was thinking, I cannot imagine how this, so many Western people, they are chanting Hare Krishna, I cannot imagine this. Prabhupada cannot imagine, he said, you cannot imagine that this can happen. This is Prabhupada's personal realization actually. When somebody, see, if you meditate on the words, Prabhupada's words is, what Prabhupada is writing here, the word is, the mercy of the Lord bestowed upon a particular person, it's not on all persons, on a particular person, engaged in executing the responsible work entrusted unto him. It means, you can read it like this, mercy of the Lord bestowed upon Srila Prabhupada. You write just word Srila Prabhupada. Okay? Engage in executing the responsible work of establishing ISKCON. Okay? Entrusted unto him by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada is beyond imagination. Can you understand? Can you understand this language? There's still so many philosophers in the world. They are thinking, how this one old man without money, without manpower, has established a society's Krishna consciousness. That how come this movement is spread by this one man? Without money, without man. And Prabhupada is writing, no, they cannot imagine this. How this mercy is manifesting. There are two words that are most important. Work entrusted unto him, and he is executing sincerely, responsibly. How much, what came to Prabhupada to accomplish this? We cannot imagine it. Aaj bhi aap soch ke dekhen ke Prabhupada ne is umar mein aise kaise kar liya? How it happened? And all these big men, Brahmananda, Gargamuni, you know, this is how can, you know, it's like putting the big giant in a bottle. It's not easy. Bhoot ko botal mein band karna aasan nahi hai. It's like that. It's such type of people, they are engaged in service of Krishna. How can you imagine this? Koi. Keshav, what is your name? Kui. Kui ka.
who can imagine, koi will chant Hare Krishna. Hey, koi, bolo Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Ram Ram. Hare Hare. Who will believe that Koya can chant Hare Krishna and serve the Krishna Balaram? It's unimaginable, no? Koya, no? Hari Bol. I asked from Sri Nikitan, where is Koyal? Huh? Where are you? This life you give to Krishna Balaram, okay? Hare Krishna. So this one line of purport you meditate and you apply in your life, if you do the same thing, you cannot imagine how much Krishna is merciful, how much Vaishnava is merciful. But now Prabhupada is saying, but his mercy is received due to our penance. How much tapasya Prabhupada has done? Have you traveled for 1 month in a ship in an ocean? Those who have traveled, they can tell the experience, how much difficult it is. An aged 70-year-old man going in a ship, sailing in a ship is not easy job. It is very painful. I think Sri Niketan from here went to India by ship on first time. There was no enough money to go by fly, so he has to go by ship. And sometimes we only 1 hour sailing in a ship, it's really so much seasickness. Prabhupada suffered seasickness for what? Krishna's purpose, for his spiritual master. So, but his mercy, but means mercy is unimaginable, but means it's not easy. But his mercy is received due to our penance. Prabhupada is saying our penance, he's saying our penance. So here actually it is revealed. It is revealed that he is riding something, his own, you know, accomplishments in one way. Our penance and perseverance. Perseverance means you have to wait. Perseverance means dhairya. Dhairya. It means the things will not come all of a sudden. You have to wait. Prabhupada sometimes says, you are married now and tomorrow you said I should have a son. No, you have to wait. He said, you have to wait. Aaj shaadi hui kal bachcha ho jaye, aise nahi hota hai. You have to wait. So, and perseverance is a big penance. It's not easy thing. In executing devotional service, Brahma was entrusted with the work of creating planetary system. The Lord instructed him that when he meditated, he would very easily know where and how the planetary system must be arranged. The direction were to come from within, and there was no necessity for anxiety in this task. Such instruction of Buddhi Yoga is directly imparted by the Lord from within. Then Srila Prabhupada is quoting this verse. What is this verse? Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. Srila Prabhupada saying, I am giving buddhi yoga from inside. You can accomplish all these things. So Krishna will enlighten from inside. We should be simply sincere to execute the service. And we should be sincere and we should have a perseverance. We should be dhairya. Utsa dhairyam nischayad. Utsa. We should be enthusiastic. Then we should be perseverance. Dhairya. And nischaya. Nischaya means this is going to happen because this, I am ordered by spiritual master. He is representative of Krishna. He said it is going to happen. So much firm conviction. Then things will happen. So, Supreme Lord, through Brahma is giving us actually, like through Arjuna he is giving Bhagavad Gita's message to us. So Brahma is our Sampradaya Acharya. So we should understand that if we are sincere in our devotional
preaching service, then the result Krishna will give we cannot imagine. Our own sadhana, that is all right. But those who are doing the work of Krishna, Brahma is doing work of Krishna of creation. So Krishna is empowering Brahma to accomplish something unimaginable. So if we want to do some work of Krishna, and work of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that the holy names will be chanted in every village and town. Many villages, many towns, many eastern countries are waiting for the mercy of Mahaprabhu. So we need sincere, dedicated devotees to simply take this responsibility and go and sit in any village, any town, any city, and then meditate how Krishna empowered Prabhupada and accomplished this Krishna conscious movement worldwide. He can empower you at least to make that small town Krishna conscious, or that small country Krishna conscious. Be determined. Have enthusiasm and have dhairya, perseverance. Result is guaranteed. There are small islands around you. Just go and sit there. And just see what Prabhupada has done and pray to Prabhupada, pray to the Vaishnava and Krishna. And you see miracle will appear. It's going to happen. So please, some of you should take this responsibility and spread this movement of happiness, movement of blissful life, movement of ecstasy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. So tomorrow, a little more prayers we will answer given by Supreme Lord. Okay? So what should we take with us today? Mercy is always flowing. We should be ready by austerity to receive it. And then we should give credit to the Hari Guru Vaishnava. And then Krishna will make miracle through us. We cannot imagine how big things can happen even by a koi. Go and preach to all the Creole here. And you make a Creole temple here, Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much.